We're in the middle of La'ilim Yehiyadam. So we said last week that many Rishonim, the Goyim, Rambam Goyim, the Rambam, Shabbat like it. They had a gear to La'ilim Yehiyadam, Yorei Shemaim B'Seiser. Not like we had B'Seiser, but Goli, but they only had B'Seiser. So Rashi in Sefer HaPadis asks on this, that L'Chair, you're supposed to be Yerushalayim even B'Goli also, not only B'Seiser. So why do we say La'ilim Yehiyadam, Yerushalayim B'Seiser, if Yerushalayim is supposed to be B'Seiser U'B'Goli? So it's to be all over. It's not restricted to only B'Seiser. So that's what we said from the Shibali Aleket, that the reason is because the Tefillah is written B'Shas HaShmad, when there was the Gzeirah, as the Rishonim, the Goyim bring down, Shus HaGoyim, and when it wasn't possible to be Yerushalayim B'Goli. Therefore we say, L'Olam Yerushalayim Yerushalayim B'Seiser. The B'Seiser is always possible to be Yerushalayim, but B'Goli is not always possible. There's a different pshat in this girsa that the Shalos says, and Reb Shimon Schwab on his own says and expounds on this thought. The Shalos brings from the Chayvus Avavis, the Chayvus Avavis says that the Yitzhahar wants to convince people to do Averis. If he sees he's not Matzliach, so he sees that this person, he's not going to be able to stop him from doing an Averis. So what does the Yetzirah do? The Chavos Avavos and Shai Yichud HaMaisa says that the Yetzirah tells him that, you know what, if you're going to do mitzvahs, do them publicly, that you should get publicity for it, you should become famous, you should get covered. And over there the Chavos Avavos explains the whole Atzis HaYetzirah that goes with this. That he tries to make the person not do the mitzvahs for the proper reasons. When he can't get him not to do mitzvahs, his next step is he tries to make him do the mitzvahs for improper reasons, for reasons of covered uchidayim. Therefore we say, La'olam Yehudam Yerushalayim B'Seiser. The Yerushalayim of a person should be in a way that he should hide it as much as possible. As much as possible that a person is able to hide what he's doing. That a person should hide it as much as possible. Reb Shimon Schwab says the same thought and he adds a story that somebody, a lady from the Kehila once came to him and asked him a question to speak to him. And Teichad Varam, she mentioned that she fasts. So Shimon Schwab asked her, did you do an Aver that you fast for? She said, no. So he told her that it's brought down that there's certain Averis that you fast for. But if you didn't do any Averis that are Mechayiv you to fast, you're not fasting for an Aver, you shouldn't fast. Because when you fast, you miss the Brachas, Brachas Rishonis, Brachas Achronis, there's so much more that you could do through eating. When she left, Reb Shimon Schwab told those by him that the reason he dissuaded her from fasting was because from the fact that she told him without a reason that she fasts, he saw her fasting doesn't come from Yerushalayim. Because if it would come from Yerushalayim, if it would come from a Richtige Emes and Makar, then she wouldn't have had to publicize it. She wouldn't have felt the need to publicize that she fasts. When she saw that she was advertising that she fasts and publicizing it, he knew it didn't come from Richtige Makar. So therefore, he told her not to fast, but it's better for her to eat. To do it from the Goyin, that there used to be somebody that was fast, Mishabbos to Shabbos, he didn't leave this Medrash. The Goyin said, if no one will talk about it, no one will look at him, no one will give attention, we'll stop in a short period of time. And this Indian, I heard, from the Rebbe of David Salvechik Shlita, that the last Rambam, in Hilchos Schiros, the Rambam says, that those like the poel, is a mitzvah, just like the Baal Bas mitzvah, not to steal from the poel to pay mischar right away. So too, the poel is mishubit to the Baal Bas, not to waste any time. Because if you waste a little time here, a little time there, you can waste the whole day. Then the Rambam adds, "Zechem mechuyev v'lavi b'chol koychoy," and the poel is mechuyev to be oyv b'chol koychoy. So Yaakov the tzaddik Amar b'chol koychoy avad tiyasavichen. Yaakov the tzaddik told Rachel and Leah about Lavan. His work for love and the b'chol koychi avad tiyasavichen. So he asked, what type of raya is this? Yaakov did many things that were from the Mishur Sadin. Yaakov said, b'bei shem ve'ever. Yudal Chanim, he didn't put a pillow under his head. He sat alone, Yudal Chanim, b'bei shem ve'ever. Yaakov, he knew the b'chira of it. He did many things that were not mechuyev to do. That was why Yaakov was the b'chira of it. Yaakov was the Yaakov Avinu. Because of Yaakov's grace of Madragas. How could we say, how could we arrive from what Yaakov did, that this is what we're mechuyev to do? So he answers Apiel Yisai that his father, the Biskarov, used to say that Yerushalayim Chumris, that's not something to advertise, it's something to keep quiet, something to hide from people. Had Yaakov Avinu felt that Minadini wasn't Mechuyav Lavan B'chol Kalich, and he only did it, and the Fnim Mishur Sadin, it was a Chumra, was something extra that he did for Lavan, not something that he was necessarily obligated to do, he wouldn't have told it even to Rachel and Leah, even his own wives, he wouldn't have told it to, he wouldn't have advertised it. But he was telling them, I kept the din, and nothing more than the din. Because anything more than the din, he wouldn't have told them. Therefore, if Yaakov Avinu said it, we have a raya from there that that's what the Poel is Mechuyav to do. Because had the Poel not been Mechuyav to do it, Yaakov wouldn't have told him to even to Rachel and Leah. But Yerushalayim is Beseser. Yerushalayim is something that's supposed to be kept hidden. We don't advertise that, I think something to be advertised or publicized. He said over that this, that's Yedua, that the Biskarov was Machbid and Yond of Shein not to do the Raises. His own children didn't know this for many years. One time, the Rav came back late Matzah Yomtiv Rishon, which for Me'at Sol is called Ma'id, or Isruchag, but it's not Yomtiv. And it's only Yomtiv Sheni. The Biskarov came back from a meeting with some other G'dayli Yeshivas to discuss some important topic. He came back late at night. He walked into the house and walked a few steps towards his bed. Then he told somebody that it's dark in there, he can't see, and he needs light. So his children started wondering, what's going on? He just passed the light switch, he's close to the light switch, and everybody, why didn't he turn it around? So David said, he asked the Rav, is the Tata Makbid and Yantav Sheni, that he doesn't want to do Malachis. That's why he didn't turn on the light himself. He said the Biskarov started screaming at him, he never heard him scream so much. And the Biskarov asked him, why is he mixing into his business? It's not his business, I didn't ask you. I said, you never saw the Biskarov so upset that he asked him this. He said they were baidik afterwards, and they saw that the Biskarov never did Malach and Yantav Sheni, and that's how they figured it out. But the Biskarov, Al-Kedekach, wanted to hide it, he hid it from his children, and even when his children asked him about it, he didn't want them to know the reason. Because that is this concept that Olam Yehodim Yireg Shomayim Beseser, hiddenly Yireg Shomayim, Shomayim is not made to be publicized. Now we have a Gersa Beseser Uvagoli, there's some Shidas that have a Gersa Beseser Kibagoli, and both those Gersas need to be explained. So in the Gersa Beseser Kibagoli, it's explained very well by the Gdulei Shumo. In his Joshua, he says that the Pshat is that Apil the Gemara and Brachis, the Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh told his Talmidim, he gave them a Bracha, which asked Petir also, that Teshev Yerushalayim Kemer and Vasa Vedom. So he asked Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh that this is all they should have. So he told them, Halvai, that they should have this much. Because a person's Ivan and Aver, and he says, Halvai Shal Yerani Adam. But he's not scared of Hashem. So you see, people have more yira from their friends, from Abbas or Badam, than they have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we say that a person should be Yerushalayim, Baseser, Kibagoli, Baseser, just like he's Begoli. When people watch him, he's Yerushalayim. So too, he should be Yerushalayim, even in Baseser. That Mahalach works very good with the gears of Baseser, Uvagoli. But our gears of Baseser, Beseser Kibagoli, but our Gersa Beseser Uvagoli is a little shrar, because it comes out that the bigger Chiddush is Beseser that he should be Yerushalayim. So the Chiddush is he should be Yerushalayim af Beseser, we should say Lalim Yerad Yerushalayim Begoli Uvasaser, that the Seser should come afterwards because it's the bigger Chiddush. Why do we put the Seser first and then Begoli afterwards? So to explain our Nosach with the way we have it, the Siach Yitzchok says that true, there's a ma'ala to Yerushalayim Beseser when no one's looking, he's not getting attention for it. Like the Gemara says with the Berachah Ben Zakeh in the Brachas. But there is a reverse side to the coin, a flip side to the coin as well. The Rishayim Rabbeinu Yonah tells us and others that people are embarrassed sometimes to do mitzvahs because they don't want to look different from the people. They're embarrassed by the legal law, people that embarrass them. Sometimes even not that they perceive that people look at them as from. They don't want people to perceive them as different. Therefore, they're embarrassed sometimes Begoli to do mitzvahs. So each one, Beseser and Begoli, each one have a positive and a negative, a reason. People will be more or less Yerushalayim. B'seisar, a person can be Yerushalmayim because he doesn't have to worry about anybody making fun of him, what people will think about him. But he might not be willing to do a pigali in the streets where people look at him differently. People look like a frumak, maybe they want to have what to do with him. He's not so necessarily willing to do be a Yerushalmayim. So that's why we put Ubagoli afterwards. Because Bagoli also has a mile over B'seisar. That Bagoli has a hardness to it. That sometimes a person, because of social pressures, won't want to be Yerushalmayim. Therefore we're telling him, even Bagoli, where he might come to have bizyainis from it, where he might not like people, the way people are going to treat him because of it, still he has to be Yerushalmayim. Then we say, Umayda al-Ames. That a person has to be Mayda al-Ames. Now the Mepharshim explained that Mayda al-Ames doesn't just mean when he's talking to other people, but it means when the person's dealing with himself as well. Because a person could try to be good, but if he's going to look at things with his negias, he's a bir shemayim, but he's look at things with his negias, and if he has this midah that he always has to be right, he'll never be able to fix up what he does, because he'll think everything that he did is right. So even a person deals with himself, he has to be maydel emes, not just when he's talking to other people and he's arguing with them, but even when he's dealing with other people, he has to be maydel emes. V'doyver emes bovavoy, even in his heart, he has to be doyrish to emes. In his heart of hearts, when he's dealing with himself, he has to be Maida Daiver Amos Bovavoy. The Yaivitz adds, Alpi, the Shibbala Leket, that the Tfil was made Besar Shashmad, and that's why we say, Lamia Adam Yashamayim Besazer. So he says, we say, Daiver Amos Bovavoy, because in the Lev, it's not always possible, in the mouth, it's not always possible to say the Amos, as the Gemara says, Nishbon Lahargin. We're allowed to say Abdu Dunura and not have the mind Hashem. But the Gemara says in all those times, even though you say something that doesn't sound so emes, it's a trick to the guy. But you have to have the emes in your heart, what you really mean. Therefore we say V'daiver emes Bilvavi, that Bilvavi has to be mechavim for the emes, even though he says something that's not so mashma like that. Because B'shas Hashemad, it's not always easy to speak to emes, as he brings the examples of the Mukhanetzar and others. But Aval Pikein, and there's a hetzer to say something that sounds tricky, but the Aval Pikein, but emes, in his heart, he has to have the emes. Others bring the Gemara in Brachos with the Safra, that even when he had it in his mind, in his heart, to sell at a cheaper price, and he agreed, but he didn't say it out, since in his mind, in his heart, he had that he wanted to sell for that price. He sold for that price, even though afterwards a person asked him for offered him more, and he never offered up, and he never told him that I'll give him the cheaper price. But it was a Daver Amos Bovavoy, that even something that was only belayv, he spoke to Emes about that he didn't change from what he had in mind in his heart, even that he didn't tell people. The Yashkim V'yomer, he should get up early and he should say, Ribbono Kol Ha'olamim, master of all the worlds. So what does a master of all the worlds mean? What is this Kol Ha'olamim? We say later on, Shabbos morning in the evening, Ba'olam Shabbara, Ha'olam Azeh, Ba'olam Abba, by Kriyas HaTorah, the worlds that Hashem created. Over there we say it's Balash and Nekeva. Why over here is it Ribbono Kol Ha'olam? Over there it's Olam Shabara. Furthermore, what's this Ribbono Kol Ha'olam referring to? Later on we say specifically, Adu Mishanivra Olam Atu Ba'olam Azeva Atu Hul Olam Abba. So the Rekech says over here that these Olamas are not only referring to Olam Azeva and Olam Abba, but something added that we're not going to speak about later. It's talking about all the Olamas, the different planets and galaxies that are around currently. Those worlds, Hashem is the master of all of them. Not only this world, planet Earth that we're on, but all the galaxies, all the planets in this galaxy, the other galaxies, the vast world that large that there is, Hashem is the Ribbono Kol Ha'olamim. Now, I'm not sure if this is the reason, but I have a strong suspicion. Why over here we say Ha'olamim and over there we say Ha'olamim? In Tanakh, we only find Olamim, never Olamim. In the Gemara, sometimes it's Olamim, sometimes it's Olamim. In Tefillah, we just showed that sometimes it's Olamim, and sometimes it's Olamim. I think the reason for this is, I saw others that speak about it, but they all said things that are not Mishashim, but they are Gemara, where it uses Olamim and where it uses Olamim. But I think, if there's a specific reason why it's like that in the Tefillah and the Gemara, and it's not just the Mila that could be both, which would be a little interesting that in Tanakh it will only use Olamim if it could be used both, and all of a sudden in Chazal we find that it's used both. Maybe ultimately the reason is that when we refer to the different planets and galaxies, like the Rekech says we're referring to over here, that's always Olamim. We refer also to Olamim Kevetaitcha forever, not different worlds, but the word La'olam that means forever. That also is always Lashon Zachar. Different planets and galaxies that are around now are Lashon Zachar. In Tanakh, it never speaks specifically about Lashon Lavoi. It's always referring either La'olam means forever, or the different planets and galaxies. That's why we always say Lashon Zachar. We say Malchus Malchus Kol Olamim. The Sipurna, the Malvim, they all explain others. That Olam means the different worlds, the planets and the galaxies, not in time, because that's the next part. Dar v'dar, that's the Dar v'dar is the time. But Machos Kamachos Olam means in the which worlds, which planets, which galaxies it is. Therefore, over here we say Ribon Kol Olam because we're referring to that. We refer exclusively to Lasa Lava, it's called Olamos. That's why the Gemara says because we already said Olam Hazeh, then we said Olam Habah. There's going to be a different world that's not here. A world that's not is referred to in Lashon Nekeva of Olam Mois. We say also Kadosh Baruch Hu called Tzadik v'Tzadik Shai Olam Mois because it's referring to Lashon Lavi. The worlds that are only Lashon Lavi are Olam Mois. When it refers to something that's both Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah, it could be Olamim because of the Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh. It could be Olam Mois because of Olam Habah. Later on, we say by Olam Shabar Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. There's one place in Tanakh which seems maybe to mention Olam Haba, the way Rashi explains it. David Melech said, "I grew by Lech Olamim." Rashi explains it to me Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. But really, the Taich there is forever. Therefore, it's Olamim. And the reason it means forever is Rashi Taiches it to me Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah is because it's not physically possible for a person to be forever. A person doesn't live forever. He's not eternal like Hashem. Hashem is eternal, therefore it can mean forever. But a person that doesn't have it, so forever would have to include, the foreverness is only through Olam Haba, but it doesn't straight mean Olam Haba. And more than that, the Gemara says that a girl in Balak Ha'olam, it means that they should say Shmo Mipiv. So you see, it's talking about after he was nifter, it's the taicha olamim forever, it's a way of being around forever. So the Gemara explains that a person is around in a sense forever when they say a shmeis of a fiv and svas of is bekever, that he's around forever. He's always in the oil of Hashem. That's a guru balech olamim, even past the person's demise, when a person comes to an end, he's still around forever through his Torah. And Rashi adds that a person can be around forever in a different sense when he's around the asad avay. But a real olam means forever. But when we refer to Lasa Lavoi and Olam Hazeh B'yachad, then it could be Ur Olamim, Ur Olamis. And maybe there's a reason each time why the Gemara picks the Olamim or the Olamis, maybe depending on which one's the bigger Chiddush over there, what we're coming to say more. There's only one Gemara that's a little shver with this. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is shot a Kruv Kalo, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, B'yud Ches Aleph Olamis Shabara. It seems to be Olamis that are around now and it calls it Olamis. And the Talmud Ben Abachia says, and there's Mashmois like that in others, Rishayim, Kubalim, the Kadmainim. The Meniyadah says also, Ben Abachia says, it's referring to this, that the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, that this Timni Sari Alfi Dara of Tzadikim Kamek Kudikud Shabrichu, Lasa Lavi, there's 18,000 rows of tzaddikim, and these are the 18,000 worlds, the alamas of these tzaddikim. The many other senses, the alamas of Mashiach of Lasa Lavi, these are these alamas. It's not the alamas of Olam Hazeh, but it's Daika, the alamas of Olam Habo, of the Schar, the tzaddikim. The Shai alamas, the end, the Shai alamas, it's the Yurchas Aleph alamas, for the Yurchas Aleph tzaddikim. Therefore, it says alamas. Daika, because it's the alamas of Lasa Lavi, not the alamas of Olam Hazeh. Then we say loyal to the Kaseinu Anachnu Mapilim Tachnunu Lefanecha. Not because of our tzidkus are we map our tchinus before you. So Rav Shimon Schwab is masber why we call Mapilim Tachnunu Lefanecha. Because the way they used to give a petition to the king is they used to bow down and drop it by the king's feet. So and then the king used to with Rachmanis head either pick it up, have his servants pick it up and read the petition. So we're saying that with our own tzidkis are we able to drop the petition, so to speak, kaviyachol by Hashem's feet. Because we ourselves are not zaychetit. Kerachamecho Ram, it's only through Hashem's great mercy. Ma'anachnu ma'chayenu ma'chazdenu. Why do we say these l'shaynis? So the Ayvitz in his Perish Tanilo says, Ma'anachnu ma'chayenu comes to the Pasuk in Shmuel that David HaMelech said, Ma'oni ma'chayai. What am I? What am I life? So after that we say, Ma'anachnu ma'chayenu. The pasuk Shmuel Aleph Yud Ches Yud Ches. Then David and the Melech said, "By only Machayai." Then Machazdenu comes from a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem, pasuk Vav. Kol Oimer Krov Oimer Ma'ekro. Kol Abasa Chotzer B'Chol Chazdo Ketzitz Hasada. That the Navi says all the chasadim of the person are ketzitz hasada, that they're worthless. So that based on this, we say machazdenu. Then we continue matzit kaseinu. That also comes from a pasuk in Yeshaya. Says the Yavetz that the pasuk in Yeshaya kibutal samach dalit. The pasuk says, Pasuk Hey, V'niya katame kulanu, we're all like tmeim, uchebeged idim, and like a worn out coat that no one wants, called tidkaseinu. So our tzedakas are also nothing. So based on that, we say, based on these two psukim, we say, three psukim, we say, ma'anachnu mechayenu, for ma'ani mechayenu, of David HaMelech, ma'achazdenu ma'tzidkaseinu, for what the David Yeshaya said, that like a sodom and tzedakas are not worth too much. They're not worth. Now we're going to say, seven l'shainis ha'ma'ah, the Rekeach says, it's connected to seven Hevel Avolims that Shlomo said in Kehelet, seven times that he said Hevel. And that's why we end off this paragraph, Kehakol Hevel, that seven things of worthlessness that we're saying. Ma'anachnu was one, Ma'acheinu was two, Ma'achazdeinu, what are Chasadim, Ma'atzikaseinu, is four, Ma'ayishuaseinu, what do we have to save ourselves? And the Siach Yitzchak explains that Yeshuaseinu comes from what a person does to help himself. Makrechenu, he explains, means which mitzvahs do we have? Umagvurasenu, to be zgaber in the Yitzhahara. Others explain it means to be misakin adrochim after we did chait. But these are the seven things that we ask, that what do we have? Manoima lefanechu, what can we say before you? Hashem alekenu, velekeh alesenu. Now we're going to go and say how we call Yibarim Kain of Anechav Anshe Hashem Kolay Hayu Vechacham Klivimado. The strong people are like nothing before you. The famous people like are not they were Vechacham Klivimado, like they don't know anything. Novainim and the people are Maven Davar Mitach Davar Klivim Haskel. The Shamsul Farish explains. Others say it, but Shamsul Farish explains Barichos because this tefillah was made, as we said, for the Shas Hashmad. So we're telling ourselves it's true that right now we have the Radifas, it's Shas Hashmad, we can't even say Shema properly, but we have to remember that the Goyim who are coming to persecute us, the Goyim of thousands of years ago, in each door of a door, we remember the Goyim of previous generations, the greatest of armies. They disappeared, they were wiped off the face of the earth, they're not around anymore. V'anshei Hashem, the famous people, the professors, the historians, the chacham of each star, the famous people of each star, whatever they were, the most famous people, there's no remembrance to them around anymore, and they're like they never were. And the smart people, the wise people of the generation, chachma is always changing, their chachma is irrelevant in today's day and age. Oh, the only thing that's going to remain is what we're going to say, that this that we have, Shema Yisrael, that this that we're Oyvid Hashem, is the only thing that remains, b'chol dar v'dar. That's what we're comforting ourselves and giving ourselves chizuk in these dark times. The Shalom says that each of these things actually refers to something. That each of these things refers, Halakal Gibarim refers to Gibarim Kayak Ayyusid Devari, the Tzadikim. Anshe Hashem is the Ovis, the Gadol Shamecho. The Chachamim refers to the Shvatim, Kivli Madu, Unavainim, refers to the Mois. Kibli Haskel, because the Mois is Haskel, because Mehashem Yisham Haskelis. And we say all these things don't help us, meaning that we can't rely on the schus of the Ovis. But a person has to do everything for himself, and he can't only rely on the schus of the Ovis, because the schus of the Ovis don't help a person, because Abelim is Akabra. When it comes to Asalavi, if a person doesn't do his own mitzvahs, it's not going to help him. Ki Rav Masayim Tayu simply means most of the things that a person does is worthless. That we say Rav Masayim and not Kol Masayim. The Mepharshim explained, because Ein Lecha Adam She'ein L'Shav, Ein Lecha Davar She'ein L'Shav, everything has its own use in the world, it has a purpose, so it's only Rav Masayim I tell you are worthless, but not Kol Masayim. The Shlal Pidarka explains that the Chos Ovis doesn't help for a person unless he's Mamshech Drecheyim or another Mazeh. But in Skarvainish, Lasadavi, it won't help a person unless he's mamshik their ways. Ki Rav Masayim, most of the schools of the office that it helps us is Tayu and the Ulma Tayu. Then we say, Mechayim, Hevel of Anecha. Umaysar Adam and Abhema Ayim. A person is not more than a behema. The Rishayim explain the Rambam and others that it means when a person dies, he dies the same way an animal dies and there's nothing more to him. His physical being is only as much as an animal. It can be added up here, Sadi Gain. There, Sadi Gain says it's an akdama, that a person's made of two halves. The animal half is the Gashmin, the Chelik HaGashmin, is the Chelik HaRuchni, the Chelik HaKamim Ma'al. And it's a constant fight between the two sides, which one will win, which one will win over the other side. A person in his animalistic form can be the worst of all animals. A person we've seen through the Dairus. He could be the most barbarian of all animals, of all creatures in this world. A sadist like no other. The way that they go to do Averis, to kill people, the evilness of a person when he lets his evil inclinations take over him and he doesn't go with his Chelik HaKamim Ma'al to win over the Chelik HaGashmi of him. That's what we're saying. Ma'isa Adam and Abhema Ayin, he's made up of this animal and there's no more advantage to him. So Ayin refers to the Magid Tzedek says it's Rashi Tevis. The only thing that a person has, we should remember, is ayin, that he has an neshama that makes him better. The Chidot says, similar to this, that a person has these things to make him better than a behemoth, but as a physical essence, he's nothing more than an animal, ki akol havel. But we continue, says the Shlach, based on his mehalach, avo anachnu amcha b'nei v'yisecho. We have one thing that keeps us going, that we can have this chus avis. If we're amcha b'nei v'yisecho, we continue in the ways of the avis, then we have this chus of avis that's mitzayeh for us, and that helps us. The Sasemis says more, that we just said that our body is the same body as an animal. That's by a goy. But a yid has something more. Because kipshut b'nei v'yisecho means the bris, the kavod that Hashem made with the avis. But the Sasemis adds that it means the bris that Hashem made to Avraham Avinu, the Bris Milah, that through the Bnei Risecha, through the fact that we have a Bris Milah, our bodies are not like the bodies of animals, but we're Mekadosh our bodies. We did a Tikkun Dargoth, Amcha Bnei Risecha, we're different than the Goyim. Bnei Avraham Ayavecha, we're the children of Avram, who is Oiv, who is beloved to Hashem. Shadish Batalei Bahar Maria, that Hashem made a Shvuot Him Bahar Maria, Zeri Yitzhak Yechidoi. So there's some Rishayim that have a Gersi Yechidoi, and some have a Gersi Yechidecha. So the Rishayim asked, what does Yechidecha mean? The Chari Yitzchak is not the Yochid of Hashem. So the Shibar Darak, it says that it means that he's the there's Yechidoi. There's one Gersa of Yechidoi that is the Ben Yochid of Avram. That we said, Hashem told Avram, Kachnas Mincha Es Yechidecha. Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak. That Hashem called him the Yochid of Avram Avinu. But the Shibar Darak, it says another pshat. The reason why you say Yechida is because he's or Yachidecho, because Avraham Avinu was miyached him for a carbon for Hashem. That's what it means Yechidecho, that he was miyuchid for Hashem to be a carbon, and that's what we continue Shenekah Agam Mizbeach, that he was tied up on the top of the Mizbeach. As for this reason, the Rekech says that all Kabbanis are always Charm Oilas, because Yitzchak was brought as an Oila, and for this reason, all Kabbanis Oila have to be a Zohar. Adas Yaakov, the Eid of Yaakov, Bincha Bechirecho. Here we're saying that Hashem was made to Yaakov and the fact that he brought the Bechiro from Esau. That's how we refer to these three Ovis. And finally we say Yaakov was Bincha Bechirecho, that this that he brought, the Bechiro that he brought from Yaakov, from Esau, we're saying it was a good Mechiro. And therefore, we have the milah of being the Bincha Bechirecho of Hashem.